Looks like we have a visitor heading to our humble casa.
Rurale Sergeant Rafael Santangelo pointed across the sun-blasted rocks and cactus toward a boulder-strewn ridge.
A tall hombre on a sway-back mule. Huh?
Corporal Hermano Alvarez squinted his good eye while holding a hand over the one that a Nogales whore had ruined with a razor-edged stiletto.
Si, si. Should I shoot him off his mule?
Shoot him? From here? You can't even see him from here, you one-eyed whoremongering idiot. How do you expect to shoot him?
I can see him fine.
The corporal raised his Springfield trapdoor rifle to his shoulder and aimed it out from the guard tower where both he and Santangelo had been posted since sunrise. He racked a live round into the rifle's breech and grinned.
Watch this, Rafael, and prepare to kiss my ass.
Santangelo, who had been made a sergeant less than a month before and who kept his dove gray gold buttoned tunic well laundered and freshly brushed, even here in the dusty Mexican desert, angrily doffed his leather brimmed hat and swiped it three times against Alvarez's head and shoulder, knocking the corporal's straw sombrero down his back.
I told you, big of a bastard peon, never to call me by my first name again. I am Sergeant Santangelo. Or simply Sergeant, but never again shall I be addressed by you as Rafael. Do I make myself clear, you half-blind cur of a two-peso puta?
Sergeant Santangelo.
Besides, if you could see farther than your ugly hawk's beak of a nose, you would see that the big bastard on the mule is a man of the cloth, you fool.
Alvarez squinted into the distance.
Really?
If you shot God's servant there, the devil would reach up and tickle your toes.
I'm not afraid of the devil.
Oh?
Santangelo smiled cunningly.
Go ahead then. See if you can shoot the padre's hat from his head. Let's see what you can do, eagle eye.
You just watch.
Alvarez licked his chapped lips, raised the Springfield to his shoulder, and sighted down the barrel. The rider was about 150 yards out from the Rurale Fort, which had once been a mission school before being taken over and used for a prison by a northern Sonora contingent of the Mexican Rural Police Force. The sprawling adobe structure, surrounded by a stone stockade bristling with a brush-roofed wooden guard tower at each corner, had been built on a rolling bench between two craggy sierras. The man moving toward the fort now had one ridge behind him, and his long, chocolate-brown robes were clearly defined against the ridge's sun-baked, adobe-colored wall. A large straw sombrero shaded the padre's face, and his rope-soled sandals jostled down beneath the mule's ribs. He rode lazily on the mule's bare back, swaying easily, keeping his chin dipped low against the merciless Sonoran sun that winked off the silver crucifix hanging from his neck on a braided rawhide thong. Alvarez brushed a buzzing fly away from his nose, then pressed the Springfield stock tight against his cheek, lining up the rifle sights on the padre's high sombrero crown. He smiled to himself, then frowned, getting serious, and squeezed his bad eye closed. Keeping the sights steady on the bobbing sombrero that was 100 yards out and closing, he held his breath and took the slack out of his trigger finger. The slug blew up a dugget of sand and gravel just right of the mule's right rear hoof, causing the beast to hump its back and leap as high as any Mustang stallion with its tail on fire. The padre threw himself forward, clinging for dear life to the animal's bridle reins and its shaggy mane as the frightened, angry beast took its God-fearing benefactor on a wild, crow-hopping, sun-fishing ride around the bench fronting the fort. Santangelo, Alvarez, and the two guards in the other west-facing tower whooped uproariously, thoroughly enjoying the mule and padre rodeo. As the mule headed toward the fort in the most roundabout way possible, several times the brown-robed gent was nearly tossed from the Brang Mount's hurricane deck, only to save him.